Today's podcast episode is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I am your host, Conrad Cushman, once again being joined by my esteemed colleague, the one, the only, Derek. What's going on, D?
What's living? What's living?
Derek, will you always, you know, move around? What's that jingling noise?
Necklace.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. All right. I always wonder, like, I hear that and I'm like, yeah, you know Derek's in this video. Like, as soon as you hear it, or if it's on the podcast version. But thank you guys so much for joining us. Whoever is in the chat, we greatly appreciate you. We are here to review AEW Dynamite from November 25th, 2020. It was an all right show. We're going to get into a lot of it. I want to hear what you guys thought of it mostly. So if you are in the chat, we're going to be talking. We're going to be out here just spitting some facts, talking what we saw on the show tonight, what we liked, what we didn't like, what's coming up for next week. Lots to talk about when it comes to this. And Jesus said, where is my Thanksgiving food at? Jesus, we don't have any food for you, but you know what we have? We have a humble intro from my boy, Montezy. Well. Happy Thanksgiving, Everything Pro Wrestling listeners. Conrad Cushman kicking it with Derek here to review AEW Dynamite. Jesus, I don't have your Thanksgiving food, bro. Hopefully you enjoyed that intro, though. We're going to be talking AEW Dynamite tonight. I know some of you are saying, where was the Survivor Series review? I explained in last week's video that some of the pay-per-views and other videos that I had planned will be on a hiatus. But I do have a consolation for tomorrow. A surprising video. We'll talk about that towards the end for you guys. But for now, D, let's talk AEW Dynamite.
Let's get it.
Tonight, commentary team, we had JR, Tony Schiavone, Excalibur, the usual team. I really don't have to state that every week, but just wanted to let you guys know who was on commentary. We start off the night with Adam Hangman Page taking on Johnny Hungy. John Silver getting to make his big singles match debut here.
I appreciate John Silver a lot.
Yeah?
Johnny Hungy is on his game.
He has been. I think being the elite has really shown that he has personality. I know Tony Khan mentioned that John Silver is somebody he wanted to see more out of.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he's getting opportunity right now. I feel bad that his tag team partner is probably injured or going through concussion protocol.
Right.
But I think that John Silver has really shown that he is much more valuable than he was previously thought of.
Yeah, he's putting in a lot of work lately. Like, whether it's in the ring or BTE or outside of the ring for, just doing what he's got to do for, where his stance is. You know what I mean? Like, it's his status in the Dark Order should be higher than what it is right now.
Right now, I think he's the number two. I think he's kind of eclipsed Uno and Grayson.
He has. Like, he's been, like, the full-fledged, like, hero of them, for them, basically.
Yeah, I think you can create a monster babyface run for either him or him and Reynolds at the same time, just going forward. But I think these are just little small seeds being planted now.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have to see. Conrad, what was that? It was Johnny Hungy. Yeah. Watch Being the Elite if you guys have no clue what I'm talking about. Let me see here.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of same way we were feeling about Survivor Series from Rockstar. BJ said the same thing we did. It was only worth two matches. Connor, what's going on? Thank you, good sir. PR showing some love. Let's see here. That's the BTE champion, John Silver. You are correct, BJ.
Yes.
100% correct, good sir. I am wrong. You are correct in this. But he is taking on our boy, though, Adam Hangman Page. Hangman Page, kind of one of the beloved baby faces right now, going through a tough time. Doesn't have his friends. Just trying to find his footing to get back into the main picture, I guess, in AEW. We find out in the beginning of this that there was a graphic showing that next week, the Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal is back. The ring MJF won last year around this time. It's back. That was a fast year, man.
I know. Dude, like, this whole year has been fast. Like, if you take everything out of this year that's happened so far, like, this year has gone by super, super fast.
Mm-hmm. And BJ brought up a good point, too. John Silver's been acting kind of like the substitute leader while Brody is out.
That's true.
I kind of miss Brody.
So do I.
I miss Brody. His presence is needed. Even on BTE, I really, like, miss the dude just being in there yelling.
Do you think, with Brody being out, that he's taking his time to recreate his character?
I don't think so. I think that he's just injured, but I think he's watching, so he's going to have time to say, like, hey, this is what I would do. This is what I want to have happen with this.
Right. Makes sense. Makes sense. I would like to see him come back in a more dominant kind of vicious way. You know, like no nonsense. I'm ripping through everybody. Everybody is catching a beatdown from the Dark Order. You're going to fear us as soon as I get back.
Rob in the chat. Yo, chill with that, Rob. Wifey don't play. I run the show. Hopefully you're not watching, dear. but yeah, this was a really fun opening match here. I really appreciated the fallaway slam from Hangman Page, the nice shooting star press, the buckshot lariat into the Hurricanrana, spot of the match.
Yes.
That shocked everybody. We were watching with, we'll say, some casual wrestling fans, and they loved that spot, too. I thought that was really well done by John Silver.
Yeah. When you can get casual wrestling fans to like a certain move, that's how you know what you're doing. It's just flat and simple.
It was perfect. We even saw a Liger Bomb in this match. Shout out to my boy. Miss my boy Liger, man. Hopefully he's enjoying retirement. But we eventually did get to see the Buckshot Lariat turned Silver inside out for the 1-2-3. But after the match, the antics, this stuff that reminds me of the Derek Order, the Dark Order, tries to butter up Hangman Page to join them. They're like, look, you're lonely. We believe in you. You were the one who stood out from the group previously. And it seems like they're trying to get him to join.
Mind you, he also stated that sounds like a cult to me.
This is true. Uno, that bastard. No Holds Barred Network in the chat. What is going on, NHB? They will be live at 10:30. I'll make sure to give you guys a shout right when we get ready to end this one, and we'll probably head on over. Jocelyn in the house, what's going on? Hey, guys, going to listen after I watch. I appreciate that, Miss Jocelyn. Thank you. You still checking on that PS5?
Bro.
Hold on. This has nothing to do with wrestling for a second. Derek has been trying to buy a PS5 since Dynamite started, since he's been here.
Listen, I'm not trying to demonetize my man's channel here, so I'm not going to say it, but you scalpers, you already know.
Kenny Omega is backstage being interviewed. Kenny Omega is setting up for his AEW world title match next week. And Kenny Omega uses the quote, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Right.
And he is looking at how he was injured around this time last year after he had that lights out match with Jon Moxley. And he said he is challenging him to a wrestling match next week. Not garbage wrestling, no tables, thumbtacks. It sounds like Kenny was a little bit scared to me. He didn't want the beef.
That's what it sounded like. It sounded like he didn't want no parts of that.
Yeah, we can't have any chumpiness going on here with that. So I expect a step up here.
Right. I mean, if you're that good, you should be able to win in any kind of match.
Ooh, Jesus made bold predictions. He said he thought Silver and Paige was match of the night.
Ooh.
It could be argued.
Yes.
It could be argued.
It could be definitely argued.
I may even give it to them. I may.
I don't know, bro.
I may give it to them. Well, we'll see. I got to think about this more. Jesus, very good point that you brought up here, though, my man. Next. We start finding out the card for next week. I'm going to run down that in a second here. I want to get back to the chat because this show is about you guys as well. BJ says, I think he's going to tear Silver a new one when he returns, referring to Mr. Brody Lee. I wouldn't be mad at that.
No, not at all.
I think Brody Lee, he could go off on him. I think he might embrace him. He might say, you know what? I like you as the number two. I think we need more of a reason, too, for him removing the mask. Like, why are they allowed to not wear the masks now?
Right.
But other people have, I don't know. The Dark Order, I think, needs to shape their focus on what they want this group to be. Because at first it was, they were trying to be serious, but they were too serious and it didn't work. Then it was, they were serious until Brody came. Then when Brody came and the pandemic happened, they became kind of like a comedy group behind the scenes. And now they're not taken as seriously. So I think a focus on what is the Dark Order going to become or what do you want it to be is
appropriate. I would say, in my opinion, I feel like the Dark Order should go back to what they were doing in the beginning with all the promos that they were having. Nobody was talking. It was just the promos that they were promoting. I mean, now that you have more people back in AEW, let's start pushing that again.
Yeah, maybe they're waiting though until the crowds are back too.
I mean, I get that.
I think you could have did something really cool with those masks, put them all underneath people's seats, and then people could have wore the mask at like that Revolution event when they had, that could have been really dope.
Yeah.
Sonny Bimbo in the chat said, no chumpness, hashtag chumpness. Let's see here. Rockstar just said, I don't know what's on the next pay-per-view card. Rockstar, I think, is to be determined for this right now.
Yeah.
For AEW. I think next week we're going to start seeing the shape kind of maybe present itself. Yeah. But I even think we may not find out anything until we get into the new year because the records are going to reset soon.
Yeah.
If we follow the same thing from last year. Let's talk about Powerhouse Hobbs. That's going to be hard to say. Powerhouse Hobbs. Powerhouse Hobbs. Powerhouse Hobbs. I'm going to get tripped up on it one time. Mark my words. But Will Hobbs, now known as Powerhouse Hobbs, he joined Team Taz last week. He took on Lee Johnson. Jesus, I wrote your name in the notes. I know you're hurting, bro. I know you're hurting from this. Powerhouse Hobbs goes in there. He basically dominates. This was a glorified squash match here. And Lee Johnson's very talented. Do not sleep on this man. What's going on, Ace? Appreciate you being in here, brother. One of the mods in the chat. He dominated. I thought he looked good. New entrance gear, the black and orange representing Team Taz.
Yeah. It served its purpose. You got to make him look strong right now. If you don't make him look strong, then what's the point of having a big man on the spotlight? You know, it serves its purpose. I'm more so still at the point like with Wardlow. I'm still kind of on the fence with him, even though I'm starting to like his, what's the word I want to use?
Presence, demeanor?
Somewhat of a mutiny.
Okay.
Towards MJF. So I'm starting to like that, but I need more skill from him. I need to see more.
Wardlow or Hobbs?
Wardlow. So, okay. But I'm saying, like, I'm going to need to see... Hobbs is on Wardlow's level as to when Wardlow came out for me. So I need to see more in order to buy into him. Like, Hobbs did more than Wardlow when he debuted, but I still need to see him in like a top tier match.
I think time will tell. Let me see here. Rockstar brought up a different pay-per-view that's happening next Sunday. Yeah, hopefully. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to review that. Maybe. Cross your fingers. BJ says, I don't like the powerhouse Hobbs. Will was fine. The powerhouse feels like a step down to me somehow. I think he's referring to the name.
Yeah. I mean,
I like the name. I think it's all right. I think they're just trying to be different with him. Because I think you couldn't call him Willie. You know what I mean? JR's going to possibly call him Willie or Big Will. You know? It sounds too babyface.
I mean, I think if you add the powerhouse Will Hobbs, I think more people will probably buy into it.
I think so. I think the would sound better with it.
Yeah,
the, like, powerhouse Will Hobbs.
Yeah, you're emphasizing that he is a powerhouse force to be reckoned with.
And he gives that little oomph, too, when you say it like that. Jesus said Lee Johnson has to have the worst record in AEW since Peter. That's pretty Peter Avalon to you, Jesus. And Cutler got W's now. Yeah, probably so.
I don't know if it's worse than Cutler's.
Nah, Cutler got, I think he's 3 wins.
What? So how many wins does Lee Johnson have?
Zip zero, stingy with De Niro.
Okay.
For my hip hop fans, let me know where that came from. Yeah, dude, just damn. Lee Johnson just took an L. And I wouldn't say he's a jobber. I think Lee Johnson's a work in progress. I think he's going to be someone we'll be talking about in the future. I think they're just trying to figure out, what do we want to do with this guy? Does he have it? He's getting featured.
Yeah.
There's a reason for him getting featured. He's damn good at what he does.
Right.
Let's get into Taz after this match. He tells Will Hobbs, the powerhouse, we're going to call him Will Hobbs, hit the showers, kid. I got this. Gets on the microphone, and Taz starts cutting a promo on the FTW title. The FTW title has never been recognized. It wasn't recognized in ECW, and it's not recognized here in AEW. Why? Because it's a belt that Taz made. So that's why. But Taz is upset about it. He says he wants to speak to someone from management. Lo and behold, who comes out but Cody? Cody is out on that. Yo, those headsets, I don't know how much they cost. They're probably a lot of money, but they definitely look like some AOL 1997 like headphones when they come out. Cody's on the headset. He's like, oh, what are you doing? And they eventually get into it. He comes out and they just kind of get into a little bit of a verbal spar. And, you know, Taz is like, yeah, I'm sick of this shit. Because they kept cutting Taz's mic off. They cut it off once and they cut it off twice. And that pissed Taz off. Cody's out there on the headset just trying to, you know, talk to Taz, you know, being the corporate guy and giving him that, you know, we'll take it under advisement. And I'm not saying verbatim what he said, but similar to that. And then Cody went too far. Cody insulted a man with pride. And he said that, Taz, if you're so good, like you've been running your mouth, how come your son Hook has been training with me and not with you?
For my man BJ. Layers.
Yeah, that layer ended up getting someone put in the Taz mission. Cody Rhodes gets choked out. Unbelievable what they did there. I was hoping. You heard me as soon as he turned his back. I was like, Taz Mission, please. Yep, yep. And Excalibur missed the opportunity. I can't even say it the ECW way. I wish my boy Ice was on here because he would definitely do it right. The Taj Mahal Money. Joey Styles used to go nuts when Taz would put that on. And I wanted Excalibur to do it. Excalibur, good sir, you need to do that next time he locks in that Taz Mission on somebody.
You failed us. You failed us.
No, I wouldn't say he failed us. I think he maybe it was an oversight, or maybe he felt he couldn't do it justice. Maybe he was a big fan.
You failed us.
You failed Derek. All right, I'm okay with the Excalibur. We got to try it next time, though, because I want to hear if you can get that out. But he puts Cody down, and this is setting up a match that we're going to get into later on for next week. Interesting. Interesting stuff here with Cody and Team Taz and everything else that they have going on. Like I said, I'm invested in this. I want to see what happens. Eddie Kingston gets the next interview. Hold on here. The chat, let me see. Do you think Jesus is getting, oh, whoa, where am I here? BJ said, wait a minute. BJ said, y'all made me think of Big Willie style. Now I'm okay with Powerhouse Hobbs. See? We're looking for the positives here, BJ. Definitely. Cutler's on a streak. He's looking for those, y'all, the Spot Monkey and Pay Windows. They've been having him like look like a goofball on BTE doing stupid stuff. They should have one of Billy's sons take the L. Terrible, Jesus.
Nah, don't do that. Come on.
Well, it could be the other one. I'm good with Austin. Austin needs to stay on the winning streak. But the other one, Colton? Sure, why not? We don't hear enough from him. He doesn't have the charisma. You think we're getting Cody versus Cage soon? I think we're going to see it down the line. I think Cody could become the FTW champion. I was saying that earlier. Like, yeah. I can see them doing that. I don't know what Cody does with it. I don't know what happens to that belt afterwards.
Do you feel like they'll create a new belt out of that?
I hope not. We don't need any more belts right now, in my opinion. The next belt's probably going to be the six-man tag if they do anything. They have too many six-man groups, bro.
No, I don't want to see it.
I'm just telling you what is obviously there.
I will not review a six-man tag.
He's lying.
I'm not.
Derek says stuff every week, and then he's right back here the next week. Don't believe this. Taz popped off tonight. Taz Mission. AW is still disrespecting the FTW title. Yeah, it's not a recognized championship. Rob said Taz is apparently a Karen, creates his own problem, then refuses to accept responsibility and bitched about it. Terrible. Taz doing my move, PR said. The chokeout. Yeah. So let's get into this Eddie Kingston promo. Eddie Kingston's backstage, and they ask him kind of about what's going on. Eddie Kingston says, you know what? I'm not mad. I'm not mad at my best friend. I'm disappointed. And he goes into, well, we know Phoenix has always been all about himself with all those flips and everything he does. And he goes into Pac. And Eddie Kingston just cuts a hell of a promo on two of his former proteges. And his group will be in the main event tonight. The Butcher, the Blade, and the Bunny. And speaking of Blades, guys, when we talk about Blades on this podcast, there is only one Blade that matters to us right now. And it is the blade for the lawnmower 3.0. And if you guys go to manscaped.com, you guys put in our promo code EPWSHOW, you can save 20% and get free delivery. Now, it helps out the podcast, letting the name be known. And we want to save you guys money on quality products. So why not buy in? You guys can get yourselves the foot duster, the ball deodorant. They have it all on there. Boxers, whatever you need. Go to manscaped.com and start getting yourselves some amazing gifts. You can even get presents. And this goes for the fellas and the ladies. Great stocking stuffers are on there. Expensive, yes, but worth it. You got to treat yourself sometimes. I think treating yourself is a very, very key proponent in happiness.
Definitely.
Now, D, we also have Powerslam.tv. Powerslam has given us a promo code, same promo code, EPWSHOW. You guys can watch one free month of independent pro wrestling for free on your boys Everything Pro Wrestling. It's well worth it. If you guys like indie wrestling, check it out. give them an opportunity. You'll definitely find someone or something that you like on there. Now, speaking of talking about promotions and everything else, I have to give a shout out like I do every single week to our good friends, Everything College Basketball. Appreciate you guys, Josh Burton, Peyton Burton, and the entire crew over there. Got to show them some love. College basketball just started back up, so if you're looking for somewhere to listen to college hoops, that is the destination I recommend for you guys. And last but not least, my good friend Jesse from the Pro Wrestling Shoot. He just did an interview with my boy, Brian Williams, talking AEW games. Guys, check him out on the podcast. You can find him on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, wherever you listen to your podcast. Type in the Pro Wrestling Shoot and give Jesse a listen. Let's get back into Dynamite here. Sorry for that little ad segue, but you know how it is, boys. Got to pay the bills. Top Flight versus TH2. I just always want to do the dances that, like, TH2 does. The do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's your boy, Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, great movie. If y'all haven't seen that, great movie. Number two was okay, but the first one?
Classic.
Classic.
Top Flight versus TH2. Now, Top Flight impressed me last week, and I think this was a great matchup for them to go right into after this. TH2 feels disrespected by the Young Bucks and what Top Flight has done. This match was fast-paced, quick, and it did everything right, in my opinion. Darius and Angelico had a fun exchange in the very beginning here. Bodies were flying everywhere in this one. Derek, what did you think of Top Flight and TH2 in this? Like, what are your thoughts on them so far? They haven't really done too much, but what do you think of them going forward even from all of this?
Top Flight has a very bright future. It's still going to take some time for me to learn the names and everything, but them as a tag team, they work extremely well. Like, this is, to me, like, a very, very Young Bucks team.
I like it.
Their moves are well choreographed, well mapped out, well thought out.
Let's just talk about the bunnies. Bro, these dudes can fly. Like, someone jumped over the top rope, cleared the top rope without touching the top rope. That's bunnies.
Yes. And then TH2, I've been impressed ever since you put me on to them.
Well, you probably saw Jack Evans on that. Remember when MTV had their own wrestling show?
Yeah, yeah.
WSX. If you guys have time afterwards, YouTube this. Jack Evans was on a show. I believe, like, X-Pac and Vampiro were in the first main event. They only had, like, I want to say three shows on MTV. He was on that show.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. Definitely were promoting him to be a part of it.
I don't remember if I've seen it, but, that was MTV. But yeah, no, I would like to see more of TH2. I think this was an opportunity to bring them back into the mix.
Yeah, I like it, because TH2's been taking a lot of L's. They're a team kind of like the Butcher and Blade, where it's like they take a lot of L's and you're like, okay, they really shouldn't be taking this many L's. Right. But that, like, when the tag division is that stacked, someone's got to win, someone's got to lose. And in this case here, I was very happy with what they did here. TH2 gets the win. Angelico puts on a mean twisting leg grapevine, I guess is the best way to describe it. He starts off in like a figure four position, then twists his body, and then the person is in a leg lock. And it was really dope finish, and he has no choice but to tap out. I thought it was a great finish.
Oh, yeah. Very creative with the move. I would like to see more of that, in future matches. But then, I just want to see more of them, because they're a good tag team. So I would like to see more of them.
Right. After the match, TH2 decides, oh, let's kick these young guys' ass.
Right.
And here come the Young Bucks to make the save. The Bucks are down there and chase them out. You know what? I think they could have a really dope, I don't want to say an 8-man tag, but no, I think a triple threat tag team match could be really fun between these teams.
No.
You don't think between Top Flight, TH2, and the Young Bucks, a triple threat tag match, that would be insane.
I don't want to see it.
Why?
Unless if it's a ladder match, I don't want to see it.
Why?
I just don't.
No reason. No reason.
I just don't. Unless if we're talking about the Dudleys, Edge and Christian, and the Hardy Boys kind of match, I'm not watching it. Well, no, scratch it. I'm going to watch it, but I don't want to watch it.
That's high standards, bro. No one's going to live up to that. That's bullshit. That is complete bullshit. I have to call you out on this.
Why?
That's bullshit.
How?
It's bullshit.
That's three caliber teams that can pull that off, right?
Correct, but you can't compare teams. Top Flight is brand new.
I'm not comparing it, but I feel a tornado tag team match is going to be garbage.
You're a hater. You are a grade A hater. Rockstar said Top Flight security of the world, Craig. BJ said it was a spinning educator. It was great. Yeah, I love that move. And Helico's very innovative with a lot of his stuff. And Jesus said, give me a ladder match. You're forgetting about FTR. Oh, we will be talking about FTR in 1 second here. Vicky Guerrero, Nyla Rose cut a promo about nepotism. Listen, I hate that shit too. They get into nepotism and kind of bring it into why they attacked Brandy. There's your reason. The reason is there. When are we going to talk about when Vicky slapped Nyla? Is anybody going to address this? That shit happened on Full Gear. Like, nobody's going to bring this up?
Ah, water on the bridge.
So, I couldn't get a triple threat tag match, but that's water under the bridge. Water. Rob, get him.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah, so Shabazz is in here. He says, to be honest, what's going on, Shabazz? He says, AEW needs another 2-hour show. There is so much talent on that roster that they actually, and they actually utilize them. They're doing a great job, I think, with only a 2-hour show. They need that 1-hour show, I think. Not, I wouldn't say two. I think a 1-hour show, because they don't want to oversaturate their marketplace. Like, that's the problem with WWE. It's hard to watch 3 hours, 2 hours, and another 2 hours. That's 7 hours of wrestling. That's like a job. You guys are working basically a job if you watch every episode of WWE every week.
Right.
That's like a day of work. Jesus. Too much, in my opinion. Too much. And then, God forbid, if there's something good on the network that you want to try and watch.
Yeah.
Not worth it. Ace wanted to talk about this, so we're going to have to get into this. Hold on. Before we do that, BJ said Top Flight, Hobbs, Anna Jay were all examples tonight of why that extra show is needed.
I agree.
FTR. FTR are backstage. And I think FTR cut their best promo in this. I guess it's more of a vignette than them being interviewed. It's like a video of them talking about it doesn't matter if you gave the match 5 stars, said it was the greatest tag match of all time. It delivered, which it did.
It did.
FTR said, we don't have the titles. And for 3 seconds, the Young Bucks were the better tag team.
Yep.
I think that Tully did a great job. I laugh because at the end, I swore it looked like Tully forgot his lines or he paused for like a half second too long. But this was a great promo, I think, by FTR, Tully, this was great. It seems like they're like, this was the, we're coming back for our titles.
Right. I was getting worried. I really thought they were, might be stepping out. Mm-hmm. By that tweet that they said, that they had after the match. So I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. I was hoping they didn't, but it was a great promo. I would highly recommend people go back, check it out. It was well worth it. Pump up Dark more than it is, Shabazz says. And BJ, I don't know if he responded back to this, but he says, yeah, 1 hour show. Dark is for developmental. That's how Tony made it sound in his interviews too. Sorry to insert this into your thing, BJ, your comment, but Tony made it sound like Dark is for a place to try new things for people, and the second show will be for people who are ready and they just aren't getting the television time that week. To help freshen out divisions, tournaments, and surprise title matches, and then the main show for growing stories and the top talent. I like it.
I agree with it.
I like it. Jericho and Jake Hager take on SCU. Back-to-back tag matches here. I really don't have a lot to say about this one. Started off, it was a basic wrestling match. Derek was on notes for this one. So, In the beginning, I came back and I said, Derek, let me see the notes. There were no notes. It was a basic tag match. That was the response I got. While someone's looking for the PS5 still.
Trying, man.
Daniels ends up getting thrown to the floor. Sammy, Ortiz, Santana, they attack him. I peeped. MJF and Wardlow did not help. And they were right there. They kind of fell back a little bit like, oh, okay.
Yep.
I don't know if that was done on purpose, but I'm watching. There's still a story being told.
Imploding. Layers.
Daniels is the focus of the match for Jericho and Hager. I like the fact that Jericho and Daniels are like closer to the end of their career than the start of it. And I just was happy to see these two in the ring against each other. I don't know why. I think it's Jericho brought it up on a YouTube video, but it was really cool to see them in there together.
Yeah.
Afterwards, Daniel hits a diving flatliner. Dope, by the way. He hits the BME. He gets a save by Jericho so that Hager could not... He looked like he wasn't kicking out of it. Jericho gets the save. MJF, while the referee is distracted, hits Daniels with the dynamite ring. Judas effect. Hager gets the pin. 1-2-3. Daniels loses the match for his team. And afterwards, Kaz punches MJF right in the mouth. You think he said you need anger management?
Do you?
I don't need anger management. Eventually, they put the beat down on SCU. The Inner Circle definitely looked like chumps. They ran away from Scorpio Sky, one man with the steel chair. It's like seven of you guys. What are you doing? Somebody eat this, all right? But everybody ran. They scattered. And Scorpio Sky makes the save. I don't know where we're heading with this, but Jericho made a challenge later on in the show that we'll bring up here in a second. Unbelievable. Let's see here. AEW Dark is mostly like NXT developmental. Ooh, that's tough. I guess. Rob says this match was clunky at best. It had its moments. This match was sloppy, Rockstar said. BJ just said, do ya? this was, I don't hate this match. I think it was just to add the wins for Jericho and Hager. Something's going to happen with them.
You know what? I was thinking that because you have so many people singing Judas when Chris Jericho comes out. And then you can see it in his eyes. Like I feel like it's not right now, but it's coming soon. And I think he needs the crowd in order to bow out.
As a heel?
Not even as a heel. Because when they're singing his song, you can see like he's in awe of it.
Well, I think he still has another year on his contract. He's got time, so I'm not worried about that for him to leave. I think Jericho is, I think he's trying to advance the storyline here with MJF. I just don't know what's the next play. They've been drowning this out, so I don't know. I don't know. I shouldn't say drowning it out. They've been stretching this like your school lunch lady's turkey meat. They've been just trying to stretch this out and figure it out. Pause. I know what you're thinking about. I'm not talking about any lunch ladies like that. They were sweet ladies. Definitely gave me extra cookies because I was polite. Don't do that, all right? You were there, too. You were eating that cold pizza. Stop fronting. See?
I definitely was. It was hitting the spot, too.
BJ said, I feel like the, quote, one man run with a chair is the opposite of the Boondocks throwing a chair into the crowd.
I'm mad now.
Kip and Miro with Penelope. They have a new video game segment on the show. Hooray. They set it up. They have a pretty sweet TV in the background. They've got the new X. Was that the series?
Yeah, the Xbox Series garbage.
Wow. No system bias here. I'm a PlayStation guy too, but no slander. Rob's going to definitely come after you.
That's all right.
So Kip and Miro are setting it up, and then Orange Cassidy just walks in, and this little douche hits the power button. He's clearly a PlayStation guy as well, because he hits the power button. Kip and Miro go out to chase him, and it was a trap. I wish I had, like, the big meme of the fish or the alien thing, like, it's a trap.
All right.
the best friends put a beat down on Kip and Miro, beating them down, enhancing the feud. I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either. I think the first half of the segment was great. Second half was kind of like, it was too comical. Like, Miro's like, get out of my way.
I kind of like that, though. It looked like he was really pissed doing that.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't know.
That could be something that he does going forward. We'll see.
But they didn't have to powerbomb up.
Kip? Yes, they did.
They didn't have to powerbomb the dad like that, though.
Terrible.
Just saying.
Listen, Kip needed that.
He looks like a skateboard dad today.
Admiral Akbar. I don't see anybody turning from the inner circle. Oh, Jesus, I cannot agree with that. What is going on? Sean Hubbard in the chat, what's going on? Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. He said, I see you, big bro. EPW is where it's at. I appreciate that, Sean. Thank you very much, brother. Yeah. Let's skip to the contract signing. This Kip Miro best friends thing, can we just get this match? Like, if we're going to do this, let's just do the match.
Right, yeah.
I feel like they're saving it for this would be a good opener to a Dynamite. Let it happen.
Yeah.
Contract signing. Kenny Omega, Jon Moxley. Kenny Omega could have attacked Moxley last week. Maybe not. I've seen rumors of Kenta. I've seen people say that there's tarot cards with the Hangman representing how Moxley's foot was. We don't know. Kenta would be dope, but he's in New Japan, so how do they explain that? I don't know. Perhaps?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how you would explain it.
Maybe they could say he did it. Maybe AEW and New Japan come to a working agreement. That would be raw.
Unless if he put out a hit from Japan.
Well, and that's what happens in this. Kenny Omega is getting ready to come out for his entrance. He's getting all the accolades from, you know, podcasts and Meltzer and all this. Moxley shows up behind him and beats the hell out of him. He gets in the ring. Kenny signed the contract last week. So Moxley just gets in the ring, throws him across the table like he's a piece of trash. And then he ends up hitting a paradigm shift on Kenny Omega, knocking whatever little bit of socks he had on right off of him. Omega's down. Moxley signs. Kenny Omega definitely disrespected in that interview, saying, my dad would kick your dad's ass. I don't know why that had to be said, too. I forgot to mention that before. Ridiculous. Moxley signs the contract. We're all set for next week. Yeah. I'm ready for this. There's nothing else to talk about with this.
I think this will be an A-plus match.
Me too. I think it'll be well worth it. I'm just hyped for this match.
Yeah.
Period.
It's definitely going to be worth it.
And the Inner Circle show up backstage, and Chris Jericho is pissed. He is saying, SCU, you've made a very big mistake. And he challenges Kazarian to a match next week. Uh-oh. Kenta is in Florida. Kenta still wants the U.S. title. Okay. The IWGP U.S. title he's referring to. But yes, he has a contract for it. I think it's going to happen at Wrestle Kingdom 15. I hope. Inner Circle. Jericho challenges Kazarian. Short, sweet, simple, to the point. That match, it looks like it'll be happening next week. Next up, we have the AEW Women's Championship match. Hikaru Shida versus Anna Jay with Ty Conti.
Very nice.
In this matchup, Anna Jay, the focus is that Anna Jay wrestled her seventh match, supposedly, against Shida. And this was like seventh match as a professional. Shida got the victory. They signed Anna Jay to a contract. Anna Jay is now in a different position. She is now with the Dark Order. Her hair is crimped. Things are just different at this point. And when Ty Conti was out there, or Ty Conti, I didn't know what to expect. I said, oh, this is going to play a part in this match, I feel. And Anna Jay used the kendo stick on Sheeta's hurt knee. They brought that up in the promo, too, right beforehand. There was a nice reversal on Sheeta's Falcon Arrow for, like, a 2.9 count. Derek definitely lost his shit because he thought that it was the title that switched. Yeah.
Yeah, because I definitely thought Cheetah was not kicking out of that for some reason. I don't know why. It was like a late count or whatever it was. Scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, that was a close call. But Cheetah powers through and is able to hit her running knee for the three count. Solid women's title match. I'm not saying it was anything that was like blow away, but it was solid, I think. I'm not mad at it.
No, it was better than normal.
Yeah, they got time. They went out, did their thing. Like I said, this is where that second show would be helpful because maybe you could have put this match on there and given it 15 minutes.
Yes, that can highlight the women's division when you actually focus on it.
Right. Rob said that was a big insult back in the day. I was very confident in my dad's ability to beat ass. Most people were confident in their dad's ability to beat ass because it happened to them, Rob. That's a big difference. That's why. Oh, Anna Jay is becoming one of BJ's favorite stars. She's growing so quickly. Gonna be a star. I agree. Anna Jay did fantastic. Ace said, Heartbreak Kid Rockstar said he thought it was an okay match. Same that was hella close that thought she got her. Much respect, Jesus. After the match is what had me interested. Abaddon is back, and I'm so happy to see it. Abaddon comes out, blood dripping from her mouth. This is going to sound weird. She's like a zombie character. Blood's dripping from her mouth on the stage like piles. What's the word for lots of blood like that? Don't get all technical on me here. Hemorrhage? I don't know what's the term. Lots of blood was just coming out of her mouth. She licks the AEW women's title that Sheeta kind of dropped in awe and licks the belt with blood on it, basically marking that she wants the AEW women's championship. We all thought Britt Baker was going to be the next contender. They are going forward here with Abaddon.
Do you think she takes it?
I don't know. Dude, I wouldn't have been surprised if Anna Jay won it tonight. I was like, could they go? I feel like there's someone who's going to dethrone Sheeta. The question is who?
Right. I think it's got to be somebody different because we've seen Sheeta and Nia way too much.
Oh, Shabazz hits the nail right on the head here. He said it was a good match, especially for showcasing how far Anna has come. BJ says she licked the effing title. blood on the title. It was weird and awesome. Yeah, I loved it. I love that they have such a different character here too. Abaddon's gonna be great. I really wish she would have got to debut on Halloween on the main card.
That would have been nice.
I know she got injured from Ty Conti. They had like a match and then supposedly she got like hit in the throat and then there was an injury. They didn't put it on TV though. I'm glad she's recovered. I'm glad she's back. Things should definitely get very interesting from here.
Yes.
Matt Hardy cuts a promo as douchey big money Matt. I don't know what happened with this, but he is self-loathing and yeah, he's just a jerk. So that was it. Big money Matt promo. Basically said that we are all citizens and peons, basically. Right. And he's got a lot of money. Thank you, Matt, for that reminder, that sadness of my life.
Exactly.
We find out Taz has left the building in a fit of rage, and we get a promo backstage from Team Taz. And thank you for letting Ricky Starks have his moment to shine.
It was a great promo.
Yeah, dude, Ricky Starks is an awesome talker. Like, if you guys don't know, honestly, Ricky Starks doesn't need to be in this group other than the rub he's getting from Taz. Right. Like, he can talk. He doesn't need Taz to speak for him.
No, not at all. His delivery, his confidence, it exudes highly. So, you know, he doesn't need to be in this group, but why not?
You still like the Rochambeau? Going back to what BJ said here, he said, I think they're going to highlight the division for a few weeks with these title matches, help showcase new people like tonight. Yeah, I think that's going to work on multiple fronts, though, BJ. I think not only for the women's division, but I think we're going to see it with the FTW title. I think we're going to see it even with the TNT championship. We had Hobbs move into a new role. It was all the people like you said before, man. Stroke Daddy was in the building. Hobbs and Cage need Starks to talk for them. Most definitely. I've never heard Hobbs cut a promo, but I've heard Cage. Cage is better as the, what are you laughing at? The dominant person.
Yeah. Ricky Spanish.
How do we not get away from this every week? Now Jocelyn's going to be listening to this later, like, did they just mention me?
Ricky Spanish.
I assume that was for Jocelyn.
Yes.
Shabazz said, thank God Starks didn't go to WWE. Yeah. He got beat up in catering that one time by Ryback, but I'm glad. Well, not really, but as part of like one of those skits backstage.
Right.
Yeah. He was the guy who got beat up. Yeah. It was definitely good. It was definitely good that Ricky Starks got to talk on the microphone. So we find out next week's Dynamite's card. We've got the Dynamite Diamond Ring Battle Royal. I'm interested in that. I don't know who's going to win it this year. Does MJF repeat? I don't know what's going to happen with this.
No, I think he's going to try to repeat, but somebody's going to dethrone it.
Okay. We got Jericho versus Kazarian.
Going with Jericho.
Should be a fun match. Yeah, I think I got to go with Jericho too. We have Darby and Cody versus Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs. That should be a good matchup here. I really feel like Starks and Hobbs could use the victory more.
Yeah, still. I was just thinking that. I was like, I don't think Cody and Darby should win this match.
Yeah, that's a lot of heels though, too. I feel like the Dynamite ring may go to a babyface this time too.
I think it should.
Yeah, but I wonder how they utilize it though. Like a heel, like MJF using it as a weapon, that stuff's been cool so far. I don't know how a babyface could utilize this in a good way. The Doctor is in the house next week. Dr. Britt Baker versus Layla Hirsch. I like Layla Hirsch. Layla Hirsch is someone who I think if Team Taz is looking for a female competitor, I think she's it.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's it. So that'll be a fun match next week to showcase her. And for the AEW title, I think it's the biggest main event in Dynamite history. It's going to be Kenny Omega versus Jon Moxley. Hashtag winter is coming. That's some Game of Thrones type stuff right here.
It is, but I also feel like that should be a pay-per-view for some reason.
Yo, chill with that.
Just saying. You use a title like that, that's pay-per-view quality.
Right? Matt Hardy as Douchebag Matt wins the ring, possibly. Could be. I think this is up for grabs, BJ. I think a lot of people could win this.
Yeah.
I feel like it's got to be somebody, though, who's a babyface.
Yeah. I think MJF had a great run with this. I think he carries it over into that, but then someone dethrones him from it and changes the whole outlook of it.
Oh, Rob said Jericho MJF tension officially begins next week when MJF tries to help Jericho and causes him against Taz. Could be. You could be onto something there, Rob. Let's get into this main event. It's the boys from Buffalo, The Butcher, The Blade, and The Bunny, with Eddie Kingston. Versus Pac and Phoenix with Pentagon. Eddie Kingston's on commentary for this one. Him and Tony Schiavone, they need a damn show together. These two just argue back and forth. Oh, okay, Tony, let's talk about the match. They're just going at it with each other the whole time. If you enjoy those back and forths. Butcher and Blade attack during the entrance of this one. Pac and Phoenix fly early on in this. The power game is the game for the Butcher and the Blade. Hot tag ends up happening to Pack. They're flying everywhere. And eventually we get a big Butcher clothesline happening to Pack for a near fall. And Phoenix becomes the legal man. They're beefing. There's some brawling going on in all of this. And right when Phoenix and Pack look like they have the moment, Pack goes to the outside to make sure he can get on top of the Butcher. The Butcher just destroys him and knocks him out on the floor. And while the ref is distracted, Eddie Kingston got up from commentary, trips up Rey Fénix, and they hit the full Blade, their tag team finisher, on Fénix for the 1-2-3. The Butcher and Blade won a main event on Dynamite. That's a huge win, yes. I think.
Dare I say, Butcher and the Blade grab a nice little push from this.
I think they have. I think working with Eddie Kingston's really helped them out a lot.
Yeah, I would like to see. I mean,
I think the Butcher and Blade will be a tag team that gets tag title shots one day, and you're like, yo, who's going to win this match? And then you'll just be randomly watching, and all of a sudden the Butcher and Blade will win. They remind me of a team that's just going to surprise you one day and just become champs, and you're not going to expect it.
And I think when that happens, they'll go on a nice little run with it.
Jesus just said it best. Butcher and Blade needed this win. Ace said Pac and Ray had it won. They did, until that bastard Eddie Kingston cost them. Eddie Kingston after the match, bro. Two DDTs on the chair. Oof. Oof. Bad, bro. Bad. Oof. Pac sold those shits like they were death.
He definitely did it like that. That was like, ugh.
But the running at the end was kind of a surprise to me.
Yeah. I was not expecting that.
Everybody die. Dude, Lance Archer comes out. Jake the Snake walking behind him. Lance Archer just beats ass. He just gets in, destroys. He is kicking ass and taking names. I love that character for what he's able to do.
Oh, yeah. I love to see... I would love to see this this feud keep going between Archer and Kingston. Like, that's needed. Give Archer something to do. Give Kingston something to do. Like, I think Kingston has found his home on AEW, and I think he's found his calling as a heel. Like, you could be like the thug who doesn't care about anybody's feelings but his own, but he's actually creating a heel persona.
I think he's also sympathetic too when he talks about his mother and stuff like that. He can get some sympathy at the same time. BJ definitely put that in there. I think that's for you to say it.
Oh. Triangulo della Muerte.
There we go. Lance Archer is coming for Eddie Kingston. That is exactly what he said when he got into the ring for this one, and I'm happy. BJ said everybody dies and it's now or never, or whatever Bon Jovi sings. Yeah, Bon Jovi. He also hates Buffalo, so I don't think he's messing with the Butcher and Blade. I think it every time he comes out. I like the song, though. I've always enjoyed Lance Archer's theme. And that's Dynamite tonight, Derek. Live chat, put what you guys think the show's grade should be tonight. I don't know if you want to put a letter grade on it. Out of 10, Jesus often likes to do. We usually do thumbs up, thumbs down.
I give a thumbs up.
I think it's a thumbs up show, too. It was very solid. It wasn't perfect, but different.
Yes.
Shabazz said Archer versus Kingston versus Pac would be a great dynamic. Triple threat. I like it. Mm. Oh, but if it's not the Hardys, Dudley's, Edge and Christian?
That's not a tag team match.
That's bullshit. I'm sick of this guy. Unbelievable.
That's not a tag team match. That's a triple threat match.
I'm going with you. Jesus said 8 out of 10 thumbs up show for him tonight. I'm not mad at it. I would go a little bit lower. I would say 7.
Seven.
Yeah. It was a decent show, though, still. BJ said, I'm giving it a solid B. Thumbs up. Looks like a lot of people were appreciative of the show tonight, man. Let me see. Got thumbs up from Rob, thumbs up from Ace. I love it, guys. I love it. And if you guys listen to this after the fact, leave me a comment down below. I'm looking at you, Jocelyn. Leave me a comment. I think they need to give Moxley Omega 30 or 45 minutes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm down. That deserves that.
I'm down. Let Moxley wrestle. We all know he can wrestle. We know he can. So let him do his work. And I think Kenny Omega too. I don't know what that face is supposed to be, Rob. Jungle Boy or Matt Hardy's winning the Battle Royal next week, Jesus says.
I give it to Jungle Boy.
Shabazz said 7 out of 10 by AEW's own high standards. Agree, Shabazz. Agree. You've been on point tonight, Shabazz. You might win the gold star in the chat. If it was in the Tokyo Dome, it'd be 7 stars. I'm telling you. You've done great tonight, though. Shabazz has been killing it, though. I love his thoughts on the show. Now, what do we got coming up for you guys? I want to run through this real quick. Hopefully, I can keep this under an hour. Tomorrow, it's Thanksgiving. I have a gift for you guys. I recorded this long before any of the issues or anything came up with me. We have a video coming up. It's actually because Josh Burton won the Royal Rumble and suggested it to me, and it was a video he wanted. It took me months to get it done. I kind of go through and I show my booking ideas. It's called Rebook It, or Book It, whatever you want to put it as. There, Pizza Hut, don't sue me. But we put up what happens if WCW buys ECW in 2001 and we book it out for a year until the next year's Super Brawl. I hope you guys enjoy it. It will premiere tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So hopefully when you're sitting there, belly's full, got your mama's pie sitting on your stomach here, little sweet potato, little pumpkin, little pecan, little cheesecake,
little apple,
whatever you got on your belly while you're sitting there. Throw on some EPW, show us some love, leave us a like tomorrow, man. I would love to hear what you guys thought of it. I kind of ramble in the video, I feel like, but I had to get that video out there. Some graphics are up on it, so hopefully you guys enjoy it and like the booking, I hope. It's my first time. If you have suggestions, leave them in the comments below and I'll definitely check them out. Update on my situation as far as life goes. Things are still the same. The schedules, I can't promise pay-per-view reviews. I may put up a video and say I'm doing Dynamite and then I can't do Dynamite. No promises for right now. I'm going to try and crank out as much stuff as I can. And after this video goes off, if you guys want me to do pay-per-view reviews, let me know. And I'll try and do it. Maybe we could do like WWE pay-per-view reviews the next day if it's on a Sunday. I don't know if I'm going to be able to cover Ring of Honor Final Battle. I'm going to do my best. You may get it a day later. I apologize. But anybody who watches after the fact, I know that you guys want like your comments read. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. So you may get videos after the fact for some of the pay-per-view reviews if I have the time to do them. And last but not least, I am thankful for everything pro wrestling. Thanksgiving tomorrow, and I wanted to say what I'm thankful for. So I'm thankful for Derek doing the shows, Rob. Hopefully, Rob should be on the review next week. I'm hoping. You better be here. I'm just thankful for everything pro wrestling, man. This is a fun show to do every week. I appreciate everyone who's bought shirts this year, stickers, stuff for your laptop, even if you got it as a gift for somebody. Thank you guys so much. All that money, actually, we have not spent a dime of it, and it gets put right back into the podcast, whether it's for laptops, resources, anything like that. So when you buy stuff, it's actually just helping the show to grow more, and the show can't grow without the BJs, the Robs, the Ace, Jesus, Shabazz, Jocelyn, No Holds Barred Network, Tiffany, anybody who comes in here. And if I forgot you, I'm sorry, Connor. Anybody who comes in here and they put down the questions, Malik Murray, I want to give you a shout out too, bro. If you put questions in here or you work with me, whatever, I'm thankful for all of you guys. So, Derek, I don't know if you want to take a second to say anything. I know. I said a lot.
Just real quick, you know, thank you for tuning in every single time that we go live. We really appreciate it. We know we are not top tier up there, but we give what we need to give. And we feel we're top tier. And you guys make us feel that way as well. So I'm thankful for all you guys coming in and enjoying the show and being with us every time that we review something. You know, like you said, you know, schedule's gonna change a little bit, so we'll try and get it together as best as possible. But thankful for everybody to be healthy out there and everything. Everybody safe, family, friends. Just thankful for it all right now.
Right. Let me see here. Much love to you guys. Hope you are doing well. Working on some RTR stuff and rooting for you on 2K on Friday. Thank you. Ace said, give him 50 minutes respect. Where's my food? Jesus, you're not getting food unless you come to mama's house tomorrow, bro. Pizza Hut lost the rights to book it, so F them. PR Nightmare, yes, PR, you're the man, bro. And I saw what you were cooking up. Hopefully we can work with that soon. Because I like what you showed me in that private chat as far as the design went. Looks really dope. Shabazz, don't do that to me. 8-3 Bills after Sunday. Don't hurt me, man. Don't hurt me. My soul was hurt after that Cardinals game. I'm glad we had the bye. I needed it. But Rob said, damn straight. Yeah, Bills are getting the dub, man. We need to get back into the swing of things.
Who they playing?
I can't even remember right now off the top of my head. To the Google machine. Da-na-na-na-na. And guess what, guys? I'm a piece of shit, and it's 1 hour and 2 minutes. Like I said, I was trying to end it at 3. It wasn't happening. The Bills are playing the Chargers. Yeah, we got that. They're 3-7. We better win this game with ease. Got to come out ready to play.
Who's the quarterback?
For who? Chargers?
Yeah.
Not Phillip Rivers.
Oh, because I was going to say, if it was Phillip Rivers, bro, he might
pull. Nah, Phillip Rivers is in Indianapolis now.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I was going to say, if it's Phillip Rivers, he might pull a rabbit out of his ass.
Right? Let's see here. I don't want any faces in the Archer Pat Kingston angle. Oh, okay. Jesus said, don't think Lance Archer is a babyface. Keep him heel. I think Lance Archer could work as a tweener. The gimmick is everybody dies, so why not beat everybody's ass when it's time to?
Exactly.
Respect. Oh, Herbert is the quarterback. Thank you, Rob.
Herbert. Okay, yeah.
I don't want any faces in that correct Chargers. Rob is correcting us on everything. Feel bad for Tyrod. We do. Guys, once again, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Everything Pro Wrestling. Thank you for sticking with us. Keep the fam in the prayers. I'm sure you guys will eventually hear everything that was going on during this time frame eventually. I will share that when I can. But keep supporting Everything Pro Wrestling. We will try to go live every Wednesday with the Dynamite review still. Pay-per-view reviews are going to be tough. With that said, for myself, for D, for Everything Pro Wrestling, I want to say have a good Thanksgiving. And make sure you guys check out our video tomorrow for if WCW bought ECW in 2001.
Oh, good Lord.
We are out. Hey, I booked it.
Okay.
Not Russo. We're out, bro.
Peace. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes, by the fans, for the fans. Not many in this can understand. This the podcast to show you who I am. Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just will make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, not many whose head can understand. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes.
What's going on, Everything Pro Wrestling listeners? This is Jesse Carter over at the Pro Wrestling Shoot Podcast. The Pro Wrestling Shoot Podcast covers interviews from your favorite independent wrestling stars, along with some current AEW, Impact, and former WWE stars. We also cover some of your favorite classic pay-per-views from WWE, WCW, ECW, and Impact Wrestling. We also cover some current reviews on all AEW, WWE, and NXT pay-per-view events. Come check us out on all your favorite audio podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. Follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages over at The Pro Wrestling Shoot, and follow me on Twitter at Carter Inc. That's CarderInc. All right, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.
What's going on, EPW Nation? It's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast, Josh and Peyton, here to remind you all that college basketball season is right around the corner. Yes, we finally know it's right around the corner. And Peyton, there's only one place people should go for all the college basketball excitement.
Well, Josh, the only place to find all college basketball hoops all the time is Everything College Basketball. Everything College Basketball can be listened to on several podcast hosting sites like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And we can also be found on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/everythingcollegebasketball.
Yes, make sure you are joining the group with a couple other 100 people and growing by the day as we march into year number 3 of the Everything College Basketball networking system. Now, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.